news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Much to Donald Trump's dismay, the counting continues as election week rolls on. On Wednesday, Joe Biden was projected the winner in both Wisconsin and Michigan, flipping two states that Trump won in 2016. Both the Associated Press and Fox Not News have called Arizona for Biden, flipping another state from 2016's red column. But note that others, including CNN and NBC, have not yet called the Arizona race. So depending on where you're getting your information, the electoral vote totals as of Thursday morning stand at 214 for Trump and either 253 without Arizona for Biden or 264 with Arizona. Nevada is expected to report its votes sometime Thursday morning. With six electoral votes, Nevada would bring Biden to the 270 needed to clinch the nomination, according to the Associated Press and Fox, while the others will get there by calling Arizona and Nevada. And that leaves four more states, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Georgia, and Alaska, to still report their totals. As the writing on the wall came into focus, Donald Trump became more and more unhinged. In one Twitter tirade on Wednesday, Trump tweeted, quote, "We have claimed, for electoral vote purposes, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, which won't allow legal observers, the state of Georgia, and the state of North Carolina, each one of which has a big Trump lead. Additionally, we hereby claim the state of Michigan, if in fact there was a large number of secretly dumped ballots, as has been widely reported," end quote. All right, I got to jump in here to point out that isn't a thing. You can't claim for electoral vote or any other purpose a state. That's not how it works. So Trump's campaign called for a recount in Wisconsin and filed lawsuits in Pennsylvania to stop counting and in Michigan and Nevada for something. On Wednesday, the campaign asked the Supreme Court to overturn a Pennsylvania State Supreme Court ruling letting election officials count mail-in ballots received up to 3 days after November 3rd. Just last week, the Supreme Court allowed the deadline to stand, but suggested it might revisit the matter if Pennsylvania's results proved critical. Trump's team claiming that now is the time. But it's not only in Pennsylvania. As the mail-in ballot counts are added to the in-person voting totals, Biden's totals in Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Georgia began creeping up. So the Trump campaign began filing a flurry of baseless lawsuits, hinging on Trump's false claim that the valid votes being counted in these states are somehow fraudulent. Ugh. That's the sound of dozens of angry Trump supporters converging on vote counting centers in Detroit. It's also happening in Phoenix as the returns went against Trump in those two key states. In Detroit, they're chanting, "Stop the count." And in Phoenix, they're saying, "Stop the steal." Meanwhile, hundreds of people gathered in Philadelphia in a series of protests demanding that every vote be counted. So anyone heard from Louis DeJoy recently? U.S. District Judge Emmett Sullivan, remember him? He's the guy who's overseeing the Michael Flynn case. Yeah, well, he said at a hearing on Wednesday that Postmaster General Louis DeJoy must answer questions about why the Postal Service failed to complete a court-ordered sweep for undelivered ballots in about a dozen states before a Tuesday afternoon deadline he imposed. The judge saying that DeJoy, quote, is either going to have to be deposed or appear before me and testify under oath about why some measures were not taken. The Postal Service disclosed it eventually completed the sweeps and turned up just 13 ballots in Pennsylvania. Well, despite all indicators to the contrary, it appears that the Republicans will retain the majority in the Senate. On Wednesday, Susan Collins of Maine clinched her re-election bid, as did Joni Ernst in Iowa, Steve Daines in Montana, and even Lindsey Graham in South Carolina. Inexplicably, they'll all join Mitch McConnell, returning for another term. As of Thursday morning, both parties have 47 confirmed Senate seats, although Fox has them listed at 48 each. One of the two Georgia races is headed for a runoff. The other one has incumbent Senator Perdue just 0.3% over 50%. So they're still counting, and we'll find out soon enough if there'll be a runoff between Perdue and his challenger, John Ossoff. And we're still waiting on results from North Carolina in the Tom Tillis-Cal Cunningham race. But Democrats did pick up two seats. In Arizona, Mark Kelly beat Martha McSally, and in Colorado, John Hickenlooper defeated Cory Gardner. In Michigan, finally, we got word on Wednesday that Gary Peters, the Democrat, held on by a thread. But the Republicans took back the seat that Doug Jones held briefly in Alabama, electing former college football coach Tommy Tuberville to his first political office. And although the Democrats will hold on to their House majority, they lost a lot of ground, with between 7 and 10 seats flipping to the Republicans. Interesting fact, though, Blue Dogs and New Dems made up the list of casualties, with a few who were swept in during the 2018 Blue Wave going down to defeat. But progressives did very well. Looks like the size of the squad is going to be increasing. All four, AOC, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and Ayanna Pressley, all won re-election. And the Democrats made some history as well. Mondaire Jones will now be the nation's first openly gay Black congressman. Richie Torres will be the first openly gay Black and Latino congressman. Cori Bush, a Black Lives Matter activist who got into politics following 2014's protests in Ferguson, Missouri, after the killing of Michael Brown, is now the first Black woman to represent Missouri in Congress. Well, it's November 5th, and we're still talking about the coronavirus because it's still here. In fact, the number of new cases in the United States passed 100,000 in a single day for the first time on Wednesday. The Washington Post reported that the total for the day reached 104,004 new infections, while the New York Times said its database indicated that there were over 107,000 new cases. The record came as the pandemic surged across the Midwest and Plain states. Five states, Maine, Minnesota, Indiana, Nebraska, and Colorado, set records for the most new cases in a single day. Seven states reported record hospitalizations for COVID-19, and deaths have gone up by 21% nationwide in the last 2 weeks alone. More than 1,100 fatalities were reported Wednesday, bringing the U.S. death toll to more than 233,000. Stay safe. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.